There is a diversity gap in the public schools in Massachusetts. As the student population in the state has grown more diverse over the last several years, the state's teaching corps has remained predominantly white. Some school districts are trying to close the gap. Minorities made up 37% of the student enrollment in the state's public schools last year, while just 7.1% of the teaching staff was non-white, according to the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. The gap exists in nearly all the state's public school districts, has grown over the last decade, and is especially large in districts where a majority of the general population is non-white, including Holyoke and Springfield. 88% of Springfield's public school students are non-white, while 29% of the faculty and staff are. Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick said it is a huge challenge to recruit minority teachers.
If you look at the pool nationally, it's just not there of minority candidates who actually pursue education as a major in college.
Research has shown that when students have teachers who come from the same racial and cultural background as they do, they perform better academically, have fewer absences, and are less likely to drop out. Minorities have not entered the teaching profession in the same numbers as white people, according to Cheryl Stanley, Dean of Education at Westfield State University.
So I think it is incumbent upon the district, school districts, as well as institutions that offer teacher preparation program to begin to market in a different way and talk about the rewarding experience this can have in terms of what we bring to the classroom in terms of building strong minds and bodies.
Less than 15% of the students in Westfield State's teacher preparedness programs are minorities. In addition to lower enrollment to begin with, the dropout rate from undergraduate and graduate education programs is higher for minorities than whites. College debt is higher among minorities than whites. The Springfield Public Schools and Westfield State have partnered in a program that recruits Springfield High School graduates of color to enroll in the university's education program. Warwick said the partnership focuses on areas where minority teachers are particularly in short supply, including math, the sciences, and special education.
Everyone has trouble recruiting for those fields, but for us to bring back kids who actually graduated from high school in Springfield, reflect the diversity of the city, they'll not only come back and teach here, they'll raise their families here. So it's a win-win for the city of Springfield. So appreciative to Westfield State when we approach them to step forward in the way they have to help us with this endeavor. I just think it's a great partnership.
The initiative called Reach to Teach offers eligible students financial assistance and a guaranteed job in the Springfield schools. The participants must commit to teach in Springfield for at least 3 years. Stanley said there are 11 minority students currently in the pipeline to become Springfield Public School teachers. Superintendents around Massachusetts are taking various steps to try to increase teacher diversity in their districts, according to the Boston Globe. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.